I think it was one of the most interesting challenges they've done. You know, I felt like, oh, what would I have done, and kind of thing. It was brilliant. And I think most of them came up with really good games, except for, I think, one who invented her own game, which I thought was wrong, because I thought it should have been everybody making a board game which already exists. But they all did really well.
Stephen created the chess set. He also became the star baker. He really is the standout at the moment, Chetna.
Yes, he is definitely standout at the moment. And, you know, that game looked amazing. And the chess, the way he decorated them, and he put those mini cakes on top of the, you know, it was, I don't know how he did it in that much time.
No, I was wondering that. In terms of the other bakers, I think Liam is the one who stands out to me as my favourite. I don't know what it is about him. I think he's got a chance of getting all the way through to the series final. I don't know if he can win it or not, but I can see him getting there. What about you? Who else do you see as a bit of a standout?
I think so far I can't particularly kind of pinpoint one of them, though I do think that Tom is really good as well. And somehow I like Jan's baking a lot. So yeah, there are, you know, a lot of bakers. Even Jane's was good, and Sophie's been quite consistent in the last two episodes. So I don't know. I don't know yet. I don't have a favorite yet. But yeah, I do like Tom, Jan, and Sophie and James and this one and that one. Basically all of them, yeah.
Well, this will be a tough question then, because we've already said goodbye to Chris and Peter. Who do you think is the next one in danger when we get to bread
Oh
next
my
week?
God. I don't know, because I thought, wasn't it Kate who struggled last night? So I don't know, and I don't know, because I think Flo is really good, but I don't know if she's struggling. At the same time, Liam, I don't know if he's struggling. I don't know. So it all depends. We all know that it all depends on the challenge that day. So we have to see who's strong at breads and who's not.
Now, Chetna, the last time we spoke on Radio Yorkshire, it was just after your brilliant win on the Great Christmas Bake Off. So the last time the show was actually on the Beeb, it was really sad when it moved. But how are you finding Channel 4's version of the show now?
To be honest, it is exactly as the old Bake Off. Like, they have changed nothing, which what we were all fearing. But they've kept exactly the same. It just feels the same, except for obviously the judge and the presenters. But I'm really enjoying it, other than the adverts. I think I'm thoroughly enjoying it, and I wish there were no adverts.
It's what record buttons and then fast forwarding through I feel are made for, Chetna.
I know, but you know, it's so much fun watching it live, and then you find out absolutely everything. If you don't watch it at that time, you will go on any social media. That's it. It's no fun then.
And Chetna, with you, are you still creating your amazing looking recipes for YouTube and things?
I am creating recipes for YouTube still, completed 2 years of that, and I've got a new book out called Chai Chaat and Chutney, which came out in July, so I'm kind of busy promoting that as well.
Well, Chetna McCann, it's been really brilliant to get you on the show. Thank you for joining us to talk Bake Off on Radio Yorkshire.
Thank you so much for having me.